you know, I heard LeBron James came out today and said nobody is talking about the NBA season being suspended or canceled. Right. And I think it really is up to the athletes to lead us. And that's who we should trust. The athletes, because they're the ones directly involved, and the, you know, the league superiors. You know, but I don't know that they're the ones really who, they make the decisions, but it's really the athletes who are putting their lives on the line. And if LeBron says they're going to play, then I believe they're going to play, because I don't think he would put anybody in jeopardy. But you're right. There is so much speculation, you know, Major League Baseball, and I imagine things are just deathly silent in Las Vegas. I just can't even imagine the Strip not even be open. So, I mean, we've got a long way to go. I haven't been out of my house much in the last 2 months. Because I'm older, and I have a weakened immune system because of the cancers I've been through and the stroke I had. And I just said, you know, now is not the time to take chances. So if we have to go another year without sports, I'll miss it, and I'll be bored as hell sitting here doing nothing. You know, but rehashing old stories. You know, fortunately, I've had some that have been in a hopper for a couple of years, so we've run those. And you mentioned the Austin Jackson story. We redid that one, but... But you know what? Now is not the time to take chances on your health. And we have so many idiots out here on the beaches. You can't go a weekend without going to the beach. So now they're closed. So that should teach you, because they're closed now. You have no options. And I just can't believe the pictures I saw from Ventura County and Orange County. Why would you do that? Why would you take chances like that? I just don't understand that. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
No. We want you to stay on the soapbox. This is going to be a lot of this conversation, but we'll lighten things up. But it's a heavy story. Your story about Austin Jackson saving his sister's life. If you can tell some of it to the Vegas audience here, it's amazing, because it was risky for him, and obviously she needed it badly.
And we didn't know that it was going to turn out like it did. Okay, I'll back up a minute. So we met him. I met him a year ago. USC called, and I'm sort of the USC person. I mean, that's what I've been doing the last forever. And so they called and they said they wanted to give me this story on Austin Jackson, and he had to give, you know, miss spring football to donate bone marrow to his sister, who had diamond black band anemia, very rare form of anemia. She had to get blood transplants every 3 weeks, if you could imagine that. She had to be infused with blood, and it's not a fun process. It's just, you have to go in the hospital, and you have to go through all that. Anyway, so I met with him and his family, and we decided to do this. And they wanted to do it because they wanted to spread the word about, you know, giving back to your family and doing good things. And so he went through this whole process of donating bone marrow, which is a painful, painful process. And there was no guarantee that it would work. And my producer kept saying, what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? What if she doesn't get well? And I said, well, then we have a different story. We have a story, a tragic story, rather than a happy story. And we're so blessed and thankful that it worked. And she's doing great. She's just doing terrific. And that we were able to do a happy story. And it came out on the Sunday of the draft. Wait, the draft ended by Sunday, right? I don't know.
Saturday sometime. Who knows?
Sometime. That's what we were working on. The whole draft was updating it with draft, and we were able to get a camera into where they were, and all these things that you don't think about because you just assume that you can get a camera crew in there. But no, we didn't. But his family was secure enough, and our camera guy, and we were able to present a happy, happy story, which I think the country needed, and I think all of football needed to see. And it was perfect timing, because with all this going on, you needed to see something good. So it was a thrill to work on. His family is awesome. Autumn is doing great. She's, I think, 19, 20. And she had a job before the pandemic hit. And then, of course, it was home health care, and she can't do it now. But she wants to go to cosmetology school. And Austin's thrilled with going to the Dolphins and with Tua. And the whole family's on an upper. So it's a really great, it was a really big lift for me, because I had been so down and so depressed with what was going on, and watching the death toll climb on CNN. That's all I do now, is watch CNN.
Part of the club.
It was a good thing to watch. I mean, a good thing to do.